All right, as Christopher makes his way into the media center for our post-race press conference, just wanted to read a couple stats that this is Christopher's 8th victory and 20th top 10 finish in 2019, and this is his first victory here at Texas Motor Speedway. All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota, Christopher Bell. We'll take questions for Christopher. If you have one, please raise your hand.
Yeah, Jason's on his way, too.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where he's not far behind me. Yeah, probably signing autographs. Maybe.
All right, we'll go ahead and start with Christopher. We'll roll Jason in here in a minute. Bob, do you want to kick us off? Okay.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. After going through what you went through last year at Phoenix, is this excitement or relief?
Excitement. I can't wait to go to Phoenix. I love that racetrack, and now we get to go there and focus on one thing, and that's winning the race. I don't know if Jason was thinking points tonight, but we're definitely not going to have to think points next week.
What is
this? It's a microphone.
Sweet.
All right, Bob, did you have another question?
Are you sticking around for any Sundays over these last few weeks just to hang out with the 95 team and listen to what they do at all?
I haven't yet. I have been focusing pretty hard on data and just looking to see, how it works. And,
All right, Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Bob had a little bit of my question. You're now locked in, obviously, and you don't have to worry about anything. Look forward to Homestead and knowing that you're going in there and that you're going to be in that show battling for the championship. And then also, Loopy's closed like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I saw that they opened a couple of them in Dallas, too, so I'm excited about that. I just learned that today. But it's nice, and I think Jason can elaborate a little bit more on it, but the Homestead car has been kind of sitting there getting touched a little bit, but obviously we still have priorities in line. Where now, I'll let Jason answer this, but I believe probably Homestead becomes the number one focus.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting through tonight, and again, I think somebody mentioned it as I was walking in, the mindset's going to be a lot different going into Phoenix. And we will do some prep for Phoenix this week, but we will do more prep for Homestead, and we'll just go to Phoenix and have some fun. And we've been pretty good there. That car's ready. It's prepared to go on the truck. And so it's going to be a good week. We'll get an extra week to prepare for Homestead, which feels good.
All right. We'll continue with questions. We'll go to Dustin and then Wolfgang.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jason, to your left.
Hey.
When you talk about the focus on the Miami car, what more can you do? I mean, obviously you guys were among the strongest teams, so you were going to prepare a strong Miami car. The focus was already going to be a part of that. So, when I hear people talk about, hey, we win early, we know we don't have to worry about this race, so we can focus on Miami, it makes it sound like people weren't focusing on Miami. So what more can you guys do? Because aren't you already doing, in essence, 100% every week?
Well, I think a lot plays into it. It's not necessarily just the car preparation, which is a big part of it. But one of the things I felt last year that hurt us was, the team had to work. They put so much emphasis on Phoenix because we had to win. By the time we got to Homestead, I just felt like the guys were kind of burned out, And when you get to that point, it's real easy to make mistakes or not make clear decisions. So when you say prepare for Homestead, there's a lot that goes into that. The team, gets a little bit extra rest. The engineers can look at the setups and really put a good game plan together for practice. Not that you don't do that every week, but when you have more time, you can turn more stones and make sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, and you just feel better about going in there with a little more confidence.
And especially from my end, I have a simulator slot every week, and now I'm sure next week we won't spend as much time on Phoenix and double up on Homestead.
Yeah, Homestead's, it's very difficult because the tire, it's kind of like Darlington or California. You do get two sets of tires in practice, but once you get, you know, a few laps on them, you just aren't learning anything. So, you know, you have to do your homework. Once you get to the racetrack, especially that track, because it's so unique and it wears tires out so fast, you better be prepared before you get there. It's not like you can just unload and say, all right, well, let's go see how our car is, and we'll make, you know, here you can make five or six runs on a set of tires, and they're going to repeat. Homestead's not that way. So the more you can, you know, run simulation, and the more you can run, you know, different setups through that, and, you know, look through notes, all the different things you do each week, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, and I don't think it's whenever we go to the simulator, driving is – a part of it, like getting me acclimated to the racetrack is a part of it, but I think it's a relatively small part of it. It's going through all those changes, because like Jason said, having two sets of tires at Homestead is essentially having two runs. You got two tries in practice to figure out what you're going to race, and whenever you have a simulator, you can hit the reset button as much as you want and try different packages and see what you like the best.
Yep. All right, additional questions? Okay, Wolfgang, and then we'll come up front to Lee. Yep, go ahead.
I have two for Christopher. First of all, congratulations. Question number one, was it difficult? I think around lap 152 or 53, we had the red flag situation, to stay focused. And then you mentioned a simulator. How realistic is a simulator compared to the real thing, to your real race car? Are there still some differences?
There's definitely some differences, and there's some racetracks that are better than others. And obviously Homestead is a racetrack that they focus on really hard to make sure that it's as accurate as can be, because it's an important race. And then as far as the red flag goes, that was actually really beneficial for me, because we were having a lot of issues throughout the course of the race, and then the red flag kind of allowed our car to recoup, and then we were good to go for the end.
All right. We can get a microphone up to Lee, please.
Jason, are you concerned about the brakes, or do you think that this was just a fluky thing that happened tonight?
I'm not concerned. I mean, we'll get home and look at it, or here in just a little bit when I get back to the garage. The car will be on jack stands. We'll look it over and just kind of play the race back with Christopher and think through, okay, is this a track thing? Is this something we missed? But we'll go through it, you can bet, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, and make sure that we understand what happened, if it was a fluke deal or if it was just this track, these conditions. It'll be right for Homestead.
Was it a new package that you were trying
out? It wasn't.
Just seems like an unusual place to have brake issues.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about, too, because you don't really use a ton of brakes here.
Yeah. Yesterday, we saw the brakes hotter than we typically do. Maybe we have a problem. We'll figure it out.
And Bell, any shot of you running a Chad Boat midget at Chili Bowl rather than with Keith Coons?
So, hey, yeah, guess what? Christopher's going cup racing next year. We've had that question for 12 months.
Well, this is completely new genre.
Yeah. I know. I'm just waiting on somebody to ask it.
Yes.
Wow. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
I love it. We went from Homestead to the Chili Bowl.
Yeah.
Priorities here.
I love Pete and Keith, and they're like family to me. For me, I've been there, done that, and I've won so many races for Pete and Keith that I feel like I was set up for failure going to the racetrack with them, because we've been so successful in the past, and I hated that feeling. For me, going midget racing is about enjoying it, having fun, and I want to go there, and me and Chad have become really good friends over the last year or so, and now whenever I go to the racetracks with Chad, it's all about enjoying it, having fun. Results are secondary, and with Keith Coons Motorsports, results are the primary, and I feel like I was set up for failure whenever I was going to the racetrack with them. So I really enjoy racing with Chad because it's just me and my buddy headed out to the dirt track. Yeah, it's going to be a very unique Chili Bowl. That's for sure. Change of pace.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Pinkett, Trends.com. Just a couple quick questions for Jason. Are you taking a new car to Homestead, or is it a car that you've raced this year? And for Christopher, how much more patient of a driver are you this year at this time compared to where you were last year?
It's a car we've raced this year. We've got, you know, at this point last year, we had a car picked out, and we took it to Kansas, and unfortunately, it was destroyed. So then we picked our second one out, which it was good, and we came to Texas with it, and unfortunately, it was destroyed. So, you know, several weeks ago, we looked at it, and it was hard to choose because we've got a lot of really good race cars. But after Vegas, we felt like, with the speed that the car showed there, that it was time to set one aside and make sure that we had our top choice, you know, sitting in the corner and not destroyed at some other race.
Is that your Vegas car?
Yes.
And then my question was?
Are you more patient this time? Are you more patient right now than you were?
That's a tough question. I do feel like I've just kind of set back a little bit more, and you know, pavement racing in general is just a fine line, and all you can do as a race car driver is take your car right to the edge of control and just live there on that edge. And whenever you get behind, especially in pit strategy, or if you have a bad restart, it's really easy to start creeping over that line and making mistakes. Whereas especially tonight, I feel like I stayed really calm in the car and just kind of rode it out and let the race play out, and we were there at the end.
All right, we'll go Reed, and then we'll take our final question back from Dustin. Reed, go ahead.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. When you do the sims for Homestead, are you going to live on the top of the track?
Well, I feel like last year we were fairly committed to not running the top of the racetrack, and Reddit kind of proved us otherwise. So I don't know. Me and Jason obviously need to sit down and talk about our game plan going in there. But I think our best bet is to race the racetrack and make the best lap time we can, whether that's on the white line or up around the fence.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin, along for NBC Sports. Christopher, just to go back to what you were saying about the Chili Bowl and going into a different ride. Obviously, this coming year, you certainly have a great opportunity to tie a mark, and it's not too many times athletes get opportunities to tie or eventually be in position to break records. And I'm curious, when you talk about setup for failure with you know, being in a Coons car, aren't you still kind of being in that situation because of the expectation, even though it's a different ride, that hey, you're the gunslinger at the Chili Bowl type of thing? I was just, when you talked about that, it kind of confused me.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. You don't I think what Kevin has four in a row, and I've got three in a row right now. So you don't get that it's probably a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I hope I can live up to expectations. But I've won three Chili Bowls. If I never win a fourth, I think I'll be just fine. What car number? No, not yet. It'll be an 80-something.
All right. Well, next week you'll be driving the number 20. So you at least know that, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, congratulations. Enjoy those cowboy hats. Thank you. Best of luck next week.
Thank you.